Tom Ceratori joining us here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Tom, boy, you guys dominated virtually every statistical category today except for the goals on the scoreboard, but they don't make anything easy, do they?
You know what, Schultze, I'm going to respectfully, what do I always say, Schultze, about eight times a year, what do I do with you? I respectfully what?
Disagree.
I respectfully disagree with you. We might have won, you know what, I thought, again, I don't care what the shots say up there, the 5-on-5 shots, they outshot us 12-11, 5-on-5 after two. Our power play, again, power play we got one, but again, we didn't get it done. I can't sit there and speak for you guys, but that game smelled from about the 10 minutes into the first period on, it's had a bad smell to it. And we're very lucky, we're very fortunate that we found a way to win.
Boy, they seem very familiar to your kind of style of play, Tom, where you like to put the puck pressure on and not let, the person with the puck have any opportunity to really do much with it. And there just didn't seem to be a whole lot of flow, which is what I'm guessing the Seawolves were getting at.
I don't know. We didn't have a lot of gas in the tank. I didn't like how we played. I didn't think our antennas were up like they were last week. And, we got to have, we just have to have a little higher compete and battle level night in and night out. And, I don't want this to be a lesson learned from us. And, I just want us playing 60 minutes, and I want us to win races to lose pucks. I want us to take care of the puck. We had 16 turnovers in the first period. I mean, you have to play 200 feet, and we didn't play 200 feet. We make it tough on ourselves. Or I should say we made it tough on ourselves today. So, I don't care what the statistics say and the shots say. And we had some great A's, but they defended well. They pinched on they pinched all over, too. We had a hard time. Even in the neutral zone, they took the walls away. They sealed the walls. And we had a hard time getting pucks behind them. When we got some pucks behind them, we had some success. But I didn't think we were very poised, and I didn't think we had very good possession in the offensive zone. But at the end of the day, we got a win, and we'll take that win any day of the week, boys.
On the game-winning goal, you guys executed that one about to perfection, did you not?
I didn't see it, Schultze. I just saw it, obviously. I saw the rush for the blue line in. What happened, actually, and I'll see it in a little bit, but what actually happened is the puck came out of the zone.
Kyle cut a little bit left in the offensive zone. Defenseman stayed with the other two. Kyle took the shot. Phil was there for a rebound.
Well, I saw that. I'm talking, when we exited. Yeah, when we exited out of the zone,
well,
guys.
It looked like a defenseman jumped up into the play and nobody covered for behind
him. So, again,
him.
We got pucks behind. We got a puck behind him right there. Huh? I mean, obviously, we had an outnumbered rush there. I saw that.
Charlie did a good job because he got it. He was flat-footed and was able to feed it up to Kyle, who was moving. So
okay.
He could get the separation you needed.
No, that was, it was a nice goal. It was a good goal to get. And, and Mantha played well, too. Mantha's a very athletic goaltender, as you saw, and he can – you got to start getting pucks east-west on him, too, because he moves so well.
End of the day, more points.
A win's a win.
Take it.
Yeah, absolutely, Schultz.
See you tomorrow.
All right, boys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight.